Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Beat Migs. I know I sure am because we made it. It's Friday, friends.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Let's march to heaven.
Every time Kevin filled in for Danny on the board, he jumped on a Friday. Every time.
He did the old school mosh, too. Yes. Elbows were up. He was punching people in the face, too.
Oh, we love you, Kevin.
Oh, forever.
Let's get to our contestant. It's Scotty in Tacoma. Scotty, are you there?
Yep.
Good morning, Scotty. Steve, I'd love for you to get out of here now, sir.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Scotty has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
What is a baby deer called?
Doe.
No.
Calf?
No.
Fawn.
Yes. In 2024, the most common birthday in the United States occurred in what month?
June?
No.
August.
No.
July.
No. Which Beatles sang Ebony and Ivory with Stevie Wonder?
McCartney?
Yes. How many seasons did Twin Peaks run?
4?
No.
5?
No.
6?
No. What novel by E.B. White tells the story of an adopted mouse?
Stuart Little?
Yes. What treaty ended the Revolutionary War?
Pass.
From the foul line to the head pin, how long is a standard bowling lane in feet?
100.
No.
90.
No.
80.
No. What classical composer was the subject of a 1986 song by Falco?
Amadeus? Mozart?
Yeah, I'll take it. You got 4 correct, Scotty.
4 on a Friday.
Friday. Steve is ready. Maybe. Are you ready?
Weekend.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Steve, what is a baby deer called?
A doe.
Nope.
Oh. A Joe?
Like doe. No.
Bunny?
No. In 2024, the most common birthdays in the U.S. occurred in what month?
I'm going to say May.
No.
September.
Yes. Which Beatles sang Ebony and Ivory with Stevie Wonder?
Ebony, Ivory, Paul McCartney.
Yes. How many seasons did Twin Peaks run?
Three?
No.
Four?
No.
Five?
No. Which novel by E.B. White tells the story of an adopted mouse?
Ben?
No.
Fievel?
No.
Ratatouille?
No. Which treaty ended the Revolutionary War?
The Treaty of Paris.
Yeah, it's the one.
Or which we call it, the Paris Treaty.
From the foul line to the head pin, how long is a standard bowling lane in feet?
100?
No.
90?
No.
69.
Nice, but no. Which classical composer was the subject of a 1986 song by Falco?
Ooh, Rock Me Amadeus. Amadeus.
No.
Mozart?
Yes, there you go. Where in the body would you find the hippocampus?
Oh, crap. Arm.
No. Steve, you got four correct, and that is a tie this fine Friday. 4-4. Scotty, well done.
Yeah, but I got the Sir Little One right. Did you give it?
I gave you that one.
Yeah. Oh, did you?
Yes, I did.
Okay, I thought you got it wrong. I thought you might be wrong at it. Sorry.
No, I get it. Scotty. We're in the middle of a tie. You got to make sure everything's right.
I'm also really bad at math, so I get it. I've made mistakes before.
And so Steve, again.
Our friend Scotty eventually got to it. The baby deer is called a fawn.
A fawn.
And the number of seasons Twin Peaks ran, only two.
Okay, I knew it wasn't a lot, but I guess I was going in the wrong direction.
The adopted mouse was Stuart Little, and Scotty got that one right.
Gosh, I can't believe I got that wrong.
And then the foul line to the head pin, a standard bowling lane, is just 60 feet.
60 feet.
Yes. If people want to check out the latest and greatest threads that we have available in the Rock Shop, there is a new I Beat Migs t-shirt. You don't have to win. We're not going to check your work. You can just go get one in the Rock Shop at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show. Something got you bent, and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad, and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs. Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
Yeah, sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
Just do it. We know you want to. Get in there.
Give it to us.
Give us the voice message. And you can do it on the Odyssey app. Download it. It's free. Very easy to take care of that business.
Now, we have somebody that decided to come up with a song parody. It'll really make you appreciate the talent that Bob Rivers has.
Oh, boy.
But before we get to it, it's about the new Pope.
Okay.
But before we get to that, we do have this voice message through our Odyssey app.
Daily Mix Show. I was sitting in my car thinking about the time somebody broke into it and took my speaker system. Still pissed about it to this day.
Yeah. Remember back in the day when you had like the ones with like the face and you had to remove the face?
Those were the days.
Nowadays, everything's like a giant iPad screen on there. It'd be a lot harder to steal it, I guess.
Totally.
Which I was wondering about you guys. Is there anything that you're still mad? What's something that somebody stole from you and that you're still...
What the hell's going on in this voice message? This person seems distracted.
What's something that somebody stole from you and that you're still pissed that they took? Have a great weekend. Bye.
What is happening?
Going through a tunnel. There's one that I'm still very upset about.
What is it?
My car got broken into when I lived in Everett.
Yes.
And they stole my like giant CD case. But in the back of it, I had all of my Ren and Stimpy DVDs. And I was like, I was equally as upset about the music as I was about the entire collection of Ren and Stimpy, which I never replaced.
What about you, Danny?
It's the exact same. I mean, I had both.
A Ren and Stimpy collection?
Yes, no. I had the whole Face-Off stereo. They completely tore that out. Oh, yeah. And then they also stole my book of CDs, and I'm still mad about that because I had such a good collection of CDs. And I wish I had those back, even though I don't have a CD player.
Like I say, if only there was an app that can play everything that you probably got stolen.
It's a great idea.
Steve, let's not talk about that.
You should trademark that.
We're ready for our next voice message.
Hey, guys, I came up with a song parody that I think Migs will love.
Nice.
It's all to the tune of I'm a Real American. It's all to the tune of the Hulk Hogan theme. Here, check it out.
Okay, so you know the Hulk Hogan theme?
I am a real American.
Do I know the Hulk Hogan theme? No.
How do you not know this? If you're a real American, you would know it.
Yeah, brother. Wow, this is pretty soft for a theme song.
In the 80s? Okay, so they apparently wrote a song parody about...
Oh, no.
The real American Pope, I'd imagine. Oh, we probably should play that instead of that one. Here we go.
I am a real... Pray for the souls of every man. I am a real American Pope. I bless what is right. I preach for your life. Do, 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 do. When the world's in sin and it hurts inside. Do, 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 do. You gotta light a candle, don't run and hide. Do, 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 do. If you curse my flock, then you cross the line. I'll swing that incense like it's holy time. I am a real American Pope. That's all I got. Rest in peace, Bob Rivers.
That was a real toe tapper.
I mean, my favorite part was this.
Do, 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 do.
I mean, that, I feel like he crushed. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, these are those moments where you realize just how skilled Bob Rivers and his team were when they were writing song parodies.
But keep working at it.
Yeah, I look forward to verse two.
The Daily Mix Show.
It is Mother's Day coming up this weekend, so I decided I should have a chat with my 5 3/4-year-old, as he would tell you. 5 3/4. Let's just say the talk did not go exactly how I'd hoped it would. You'll hear what happened at 7:20.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday. So yesterday I was trying to have a little chat with my son, Barrett, all about my big day. Coming up this Sunday.
You get fired up about it now that you're a mom. Well, you've been a mom for 5 years. Like,
oh, gosh. Well, the kid gifts are just the sweetest. And yeah. I know they're going to bring me a mimosa in bed. You know, all the good stuff.
Wait, your son brings you a mimosa?
Well, with my husband. I mean, my husband is carrying the mimosa. He's just helping.
I'm very disappointed.
Oh, why?
He's a boy. He should be bringing you a manmosa.
Oh, yeah.
A little shot of vodka in there as well. Right. Yeah, a little side shot of vodka.
I like that.
All right, here's your chat with Barrett.
Hey, Barrett. What holiday is on Sunday?
On Mother's Day.
What happens on Mother's Day? How do people celebrate?
Am I giving...
mimosas, apparently.
Yeah.
Am I giving persons gifts?
What kind of persons?
Mothers.
How many mothers do you know?
Maybe two or three.
Only two or three? Are you going to give a present to all the mothers that you know?
So not totally all of them.
Not totally all of them.
So I hope Grandma gets something.
I mean, I hope I get something.
I mean, if they had a pick, I'd go with, you know, Grandma.
Grandma's like his favorite person in the world, so for sure.
And I found a grub.
You did find a grub. Are you going to give it to a chicken?
You.
Okay.
Okay, first of all, what the hell's going on?
He found a little grub in the ground, and so he wanted to give it to a chicken.
Danny, do you know what a grub is? I mean, I could put two and two together, but
no.
I'm assuming it's something edible. Worm?
Yeah, like a little critter, like a little bug critter.
And they're called grubs?
Yeah, grubs, like a little baby thing.
Yeah,
right. Gotcha.
Like a little baby grub. Okay, I'll give it to a chicken. What are you giving me for Mother's Day? Do you have a present for me?
A grub.
Yeah, it's at school right now.
You made a present at school?
Yeah.
Okay, don't tell me what it is. I want to be surprised.
Mom, can I tell you why I'm digging this hole for?
Why are you digging this hole?
For a plant.
What? And what is this project you're working on?
To plant a flower right there.
All around the deck, you and Daddy have been working on digging it up. What are you guys going to do?
A flower.
Flowers? And who are you doing them for?
You.
Why?
Well, I feel like you already knew the answer to that.
Dating him.
So why? That's it.
Why?
Because you wanted us to do that.
Crack the whip.
I like how you're acting surprised. You made them make this for you.
Like, oh my, you did?
So no. you don't know what he's making you though at school.
Well, I actually do know because he brought it home and then he gave it to me. Yeah, I told him not to do it. I said, please don't. And then I was obviously already pretty emotional yesterday. And then Brad videotaped me reading my Mother's Day gift from Barrett, like, you know, 3 days early. And so I was just weeping.
Aww.
It's very sweet. It's like the handprints, you know, that look like plants. And then the fingerprints are little flowers.
It's so funny because Sid got something. They had a little Mother's Day thing yesterday and she came back and had like a piece of paper and the teacher would ask the kid questions and then they would answer like, what is your favorite thing to do with your mom? Writing apparently was her answer. But my favorite of all the question was, how old is your mom?
Oh, God.
And my daughter said that Sid is 20. So my wife was just like raving about that yesterday at home. She's like, look at this. It says I'm 20. I'm like, that's cool. And of course, I got to throw a turn in that punch bowl because I'm like, Tatum, how old do you think your dad is? She looks at me and goes, 26.
Yeah. Oh, look at that.
Mom was pissed that I was only 6 years old. She's like, oh, okay, now this doesn't matter to me much.
She's been working on her skincare. Right. You have not.
Clearly, Tatum has no concept of age. It was awesome.
The Daily Mix Show.
How well do you know Pope 14? 206-803-ROCK. Leo the 14th. What is it? Leo the 14th?
Leo the 14th.
You don't really actually need to know anything about him at all, but we want to play a little game.
Yes.
So call now, 206-803-ROCK. We're going to take your calls about Pope Leo after Lenny Kravitz. We saw the white smoke and we have a new pope. His name is Cardinal Robert Francis Prevost, but his new pope name is Pope Leo the 14th, and he's the first American-born pope, born in the Chicago area. And we've been wanting to know more about him because it's kind of fascinating to have our very first American pope.
Very much so.
So you put together a little game we're going to play, Steve, called Pope or Nope. We're going to share with you a fact about the new pope, and you have to decide if it is true or if it is false, Pope or Nope.
All right, let's do it.
We have some rockaholics that want to play the game, Pope or Nope. Let's start with Jack in Seattle. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
All right, Jack, the first question about our brand new pope. Pope Leo the 14th is from Chicago and grew up a huge Chicago Cubs fan. Pope or Nope?
Yeah, Pope.
Pope, let's check with his brother who was interviewed about this very thing.
Settle this for me. Uh-huh. Is he a Sox fan or a Cubs fan?
Whoever said Cubs on the radio got it wrong. It's Sox.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
He's a White Sox fan.
Dang it.
He's familiar with losing. Well, actually, both teams. Never mind. All right, you want next one, Jack? Let's try with this one. Our new pope started his rise in church later in life as he became bishop just a little over 10 years ago at the age of 58. Pope or Nope?
Nope.
Wrong. You do not know our pope very well, Jack. Very disappointed in you. Yes, he became a bishop at 58. How about that, though? In like 10 years, he worked his way up to becoming the pope.
It's very impressive.
Yes.
Quite a resume.
See, Matt. It just shows that even in the church, you could start late in life and still become the pope one day.
Matt from Puyallup, let's play the game Pope or Nope with you.
All right, Matt, Pope or Nope. He's the first pope to have retweeted a political opinion before being elected. Pope or Nope?
Pope.
Pope. Yep, on his Twitter account, he retweeted something and he was criticizing our current administration's immigration policy.
Oh, interesting.
He's a man of integrity. All right, next one. He was spotted wearing red Crocs instead of the traditional red papal shoes.
Oh, God.
Pope or
Nope?
Wrong. Oh, wait, no, you're right. Pope Francis wore orthopedic shoes. They weren't Crocs.
Oh.
But he did wear orthopedic shoes.
Very nice.
Yeah, all right. Next one. Let's do Alonzo.
Alonzo's in Palm Springs. Let's play Pope or Nope.
All right, Alonzo. Pope or Nope. He speaks 5 languages fluently, including Klingon, as a way to connect with the young Catholics.
I'm going to say Nope on that one.
He does speak 5 languages. Just Klingon is not one of them.
Well, there's still time to work on that.
English, Spanish, Italian, I think German as well.
Wow.
This guy knows all of his languages. All right, next one. He once wrestled a llama during a local festival in Peru and was declared an honorary village champion.
That's just crazy enough to be Pope.
Wrong. No. It wasn't a llama. It was a goat.
Are you being serious?
No. They didn't wrestle an animal.
The Daily Mix Show.
Who would like to beat Steve? And were you listening by chance to the men's room yesterday at 5:40? Because that could be helpful. Three correct answers were given out for the cheat sheet. And Steve's record right now sits at 143 wins, 55 losses, and 36 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. Call now to play Beat Migs at 750.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.